Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You're tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, here with the worms. It's Lance and Lulu. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, everybody.
Great to be here tonight. We want to thank our fellow worm, Wynn Clearwater from Clearwater Design, for last week's discussion. Boy, was that fun.
Yeah.
You know, that was really good. Uh-huh. Talking about the water and all, and yeah,
the
that
planet
was good.
And yeah, how it all fits together.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
What?
Why? Imagine that.
All right, but we're talking changes in the season and projects, and all kinds of good stuff going on. So give us your phone calls, right? We want to hear about it. 527-486-8186, KVNF Now. Send your email to worm@kvnf.org. Where to start?
I know. Harvest.
Okay, let's start there.
Eat. Oh, gee.
Eat. No kidding.
Yeah. Trying to give stuff away.
Right. You look like a peach. No.
Eat a peach. Wasn't there an Allman Brothers album?
Yes, there was. Mm-hmm. I think of it a lot lately.
Yeah. Me too. Several times a day. Yeah.
Okay.
What are you harvesting, Lance?
Well, the first bed of carrots is done. So I got four to go.
The first bed. Really? That's it?
Yeah. And let's see what else. Just started. My peaches are just getting ripe. I've harvested the Reliance grapes last week. And I make raisins out of them. So I just set them in flats. Don't take them off the stems or anything. And it'll take a month or more. But no energy at all. Just sitting there.
Nice.
And they'll eventually dry. And then I'll roll them and in between my hands to get the stems off. And so that's how I make raisins.
Nice. Sounds good. We're going to get back to it because we have Jeffrey from Peonia on the line. Good evening, Jeffrey. Hello.
You guys are amazing. I think you have one of the best informative shows that I think I've heard in a very long time.
We haven't spewed yet.
It's great. No, it's really cool. And it gives people different ideas. It's like flipping through the recipe book. And you're like, oh, I forgot about tarragon. And, like, it's actually kind of cool.
Right on.
What I wanted to talk about, and I know this may not be your thing, but, oh, thanks a lot for the reference to Dwayne Allman.
Yeah, buddy.
We should go there some other time.
Right.
We're having a situation here where we have a social flower that is being removed. And there are a lot of people in this town being uprooted because of economics and et cetera. Now, I'm not trying to bring your show into a political move, but I think that you guys might should discuss it because it does go, the economics do go with how the flowers go. And we're seeing this in Colorado faster and faster. And it is a strange situation. So I would love it if you guys would just touch on that. Just be cool. I'm not trying to say, oh, you know, we're political. I don't want you to do that. because you guys are smart. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I think
actually, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
We got you fooled.
The remodeling, you know, the like, I'm going to yank your house and I'm going to, you know, we're going to bulldoze it and it's going to be different.
Well, I like the social flowers way of saying it. That's very interesting.
I do too.
Way to think of it.
Yeah.
But truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of us want to come somewhere and plant and do well for society and do well with each other and community. And we don't want to be weeds. We want to grow. We want to give back. And the philosophy, that's all I'm talking about.
Perfect. So,
sure.
Sorry, I don't mean to make your show something.
No, I think it's good to bring
well,
to
it's
it.
It's good to bring in another perspective for sure. And, you know, it's something we can talk about for sure.
Oh, you definitely should. And I really appreciate you, you know. You guys, I mean, we just have so many different perspectives in life. Whether you want to slap some paint on a canvas or you want to grow something new or you want to... You know, everyone just has an idea, and you want to improve, hopefully. That's the idea, is to improve.
There you go.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll let you go.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Bye. Thanks for bringing that.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, Lulu, sometimes we have our little philosophical discussions, and one of the things you always say is, you know, people deserve clean air, clean food, clean water, and shelter. And when all those elements come together, I think that's what Jeffrey's talking about.
Yeah.
And the sustainability and all of that, you know, such as Wind was talking about last week.
Right.
Just having more, paying more attention to, if you are living on a piece of dirt, you owe that dirt a certain amount of respect, a certain amount of care. You know, you do, and you need to do that without bombarding it with, you know, glyphosate, right?
Oh.
What's it called? You know what I'm talking about.
Roundup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Well, you know, as Wynn was saying last week, it's about being patient.
Yeah.
Patient. But I liked the one thing that really clicked with me is it's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know,
it's not consuming or low consumption.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know, just doing what you
low
need.
Low consumption, low waste, and, you know, bringing it all back home, literally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you've eaten out of your garden and you're putting your debris back in your compost pile and your chickens are going for it. And
yeah.
And so many people live here for that lifestyle. And
yeah.
I think, you know, I'm with Jeffrey when you have people moving in.
Yeah.
Embrace the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know, dig it. This is.
Dig it.
Right? No pun intended.
Oh, I just got it.
That's it, right? Okay, where were we before that?
Harvesting.
But let me give the phone numbers, 527-4868-1866, KBNF now.
What else?
Well, go
ahead. Onions. Mm-hmm. Onions are all harvested.
Okay, and Lance, before the show you were talking about how a lot of things matured early, like maybe fruit trees, but also some of your stuff that you planted early.
Even the stuff I planted from seed this spring are coming up early. Normally my onion harvest is in September or the end of it. Well, I'm already completely done and planted with cover crop.
Wow.
Yeah, and I see this happening. They just seem to be in a rush. You know, those melons that I grow, they're usually not ready till September.
The ones that we're eating now?
Right.
Yes.
Beyond belief, those Eden's Gem.
Eden's Gem.
They are gems from the Garden of Eden.
For sure. you know what else? Say again which squash get the squash vine borers and which don't.
No, it's the squash bugs. It's not squash vine borers.
What?
No, when you get the borers, when you get those
the squash vine borers.
Yeah.
Which one gets them the worst?
Yeah.
The Maximus.
Right. So you remember we were talking, you said the Pepos.
There's Pepos, which are the zucchinis
and
summer squash, but also spaghetti squash, delicatas and acorns and pumpkins are all Pepos. They don't get them too much.
Right.
And the butternuts, the machatas don't get them too much. It's the Maximus they like the most.
So that's your acorn squash?
No. It's the buttercups, Hokkaidos, kabochas, Morgolds, Marina de Chioggia. Remember that big green squash I brought in?
Yeah,
those kind of things.
They get
Hubbards, they get it more.
They get the squash vine borer. Yeah.
They have a huge stem coming out of the ground.
Yeah.
It's a very easy target for these guys to go right in there. So I wrap my stems with aluminum foil.
Done. That was so clever. I love it, right? Like, that's the whole point of gardening. You go, everything is a puzzle. You go out there and try and, you know, outsmart the little rats.
And you definitely have more tools in your tool shed
than
little rats do.
Because we don't live sustainably.
Oh, here's something. I have some friends that were talking about squash that wondering when to harvest winter squash. They were doing not delicatas but acorns. Mm. But they're not ready. And I generally don't harvest them till after frost. Mm. But if you're going to harvest those acorns – look on the underside and see if it's got an
yellow spot or an orange spot.
You want it to be orange. It'll have the yellow. Okay. If it's yellow or whitish yellow, that is not ripe. You want it to be orange. And some will be and some won't.
Mm.
And if you pick them early, they're going to not taste as good. Simple as that.
Maybe
so be patient.
What's wrong with my pears? No, that's not
Yeah,
it.
You said your pears weren't tasty this
year.
They're coming on, but...
They're all sitting on the kitchen table turning yellow. Mm. And, well, the other table in the kitchen. And they, I sliced one up today, and I thought, that's it? That's all you got? Really? Okay. Yeah. I'll be patient. I'll
there
wait.
You go.
There it is again. Be patient.
Yeah.
Especially
mm-hmm.
with the pears, because you always pick them green, and yep. then they have to ripen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have one partial box that's been ripening for 3 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. It's, and you still have fruit on the tree?
No.
Oh, you
picked
all
the tree.
Okay.
Pears and apples, you picked the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Peaches and plums and apricots, you can color pick.
All right. We talked about color picking
yeah.
a couple weeks ago.
And if you wanted to color pick grapes, they ripen first right in the middle where the trunk comes out of the ground and that first horizontal right there. On both sides of it, the first 2 or 3 feet, those grapes will ripen first.
Well, that's if you have a really organized grapevine.
Yeah, exactly. But the ones farther out are going to ripen later.
Yeah, that's why I'm just waiting, because all of mine are far out. That's how you want. That grapevine of mine, that Concord, you walk in there. I woke up the other morning, and I thought, what is that smell? It's divine. And then later on, I realized it was the grapes.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Some
it
grapes will do that.
It was a grapevine. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I just thought, wow.
That
okay.
means they're ready, huh?
They're getting,
getting
there.
Close.
They're getting close.
Start
yeah.
tasting
so
what,
start tasting.
Oh, yeah,
is
I
that
have.
The trick?
Oh, yeah. You
mm-hmm.
walk through and they're just dripping down. I mean, it's amazing.
And you can reach them, right?
Yeah. That's part of the goal. Leave them hanging, baby. Yeah.
And, Lance, you have already... What? How much? How many grapes? I mean, a lot. Pounds.
Oh, that I harvested?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it was about 60 pounds.
Jesus, God.
And that was three vines after the one raw pesky robin was doing its chore.
Oh, that
Don't
one.
But
you would
have
had four?
Well, it was actually just one juvenile.
Uh-huh. See, that's why you need a BB gun.
Yeah, uh-huh. And I chased it out.
Or slingshot.
But... The other jam from Gunnison's coming down Friday. We'll get the Candace out. And we'll probably get 100 pounds off of those.
What?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were quite productive.
Wow,
and what are you
going to
do with
yeah,
that's
what are you
that
doing?
Candace
is that the
one,
raisin?
Right? So that's not a raisin grape, or is it?
Oh, yeah. They're seedless. You can make raisins out of them. But we'll eat them. We'll make raisins. And
uh-huh.
Yeah. They'll be fine. They're not going to go to waste.
No.
No. And
wow, 100 pounds of...
Yeah. That's three vines. Actually, there's mm-hmm. a fourth of one of those, but it's two. It has some clusters, but it's only 2 years old, so it's not that productive.
Well, that sounds fun. Sounds like a fun thing to do this weekend.
Let's talk about the watering.
Oh, let's do. Let me give yeah. you phone numbers.
Go.
527-4868-1866. As the worm turns. Yeah, let's talk about watering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm just... Some things you still got to water, but I'm not watering, or the dry beans have all been no more water.
Zero. Done.
Except for maybe those late planted pintos, they might get one more watering. And then the corn, no more watering.
Okay.
I'm going to cut back on the winter squash just a little bit, not much, but I'm still going to be watering the cucumbers and melons, cabbage, carrots, those kind of things. And I haven't the grapes that I'm going to be watering or harvesting, I'm not having watered for over a week, letting them dry out.
Yeah, that it brings the sugar up too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea. And the cold nights are really
heavenly. Mm-hmm.
That's a bonus.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cold nights
the
will
bonus
make the
round.
Sugar content and uh-huh. that stuff goes
mm-hmm.
up.
Uh-huh.
You are still watering cabbage?
I'll water that because I plant my cabbage for October.
Oh, okay.
So, yes.
Okay.
Cabbage. Oh, the peas are blooming.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The snow peas are all
finally,
coming on again.
Finally, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the beans, oh, my God, those French fillet pole beans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Great.
What
I had
about
them for dinner last night?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, all I did was have beans and pesto and pasta, and a glass of wine, and I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. Went to bed and slept for 12 hours. It was great.
I know walking around with something in our teeth this time of year.
True that.
Yeah,
that
sounds good.
I was walking around this evening or afternoon in the yard, and I probably had 5 different kinds of plums. I can't believe I'm going to eat another one of these things.
I was doing the same thing. I was out in my garden today. And so I walked over this side. I ate a couple of 3-4 beans. Then I walked around. Oh, here are the peas. Oh, good. Oh, they're ready. And then I walked around. Oh, wait, here's some tomato. And then I pulled some dandelion greens out of a what do you call those, planter thingy, and I said, yum, and I, it's
fun.
It's fun, but it's kind of sick, you know. You grow this beautiful garden, and then you just go, nom, 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 you know, well, you just munch your way through it.
You know what this is, Dr. We're going into fall and winter.
Yes.
We're putting on the weight.
Right. Oh, there you
go. So you got to be really careful. Of course, for sure. If you're active, it's okay. But if you're not active, you know, this is what, if you're outside in a natural lifestyle, bears and, you know, all those animals, they're putting on weight for the winter.
Yeah, right. There's a name for it that means you are just gorging on. You got to get a lot of calories.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're all good. But you know what? The bears aren't around.
I have one.
You have one?
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you kind of have had bears.
Well, yeah, but you're out on the fringe, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't
he
seen any.
On the
more ways than one. Sorry.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. I haven't seen any scat on the roads around mm-hmm. town or anything. I'm sure they are, but I just haven't seen mm-hmm. signs of them. And a friend of mine from Aspen was saying they weren't down in town there.
Maybe they're gorging on high country.
I guess there's a lot of fruit in the high country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have one bear. I saw its relatively fresh footprints because it was the other day we had a great rain shower in the evening. And so you can see the prints in the mud.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, going up a hill and then you can see it sliding. So that's, And my dog got to chase it about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Well, that's what you said. That's right.
Got to chase a fox the other day. Sunday morning.
Oh, I saw the most beautiful
Tank.
Fox the other day. Tank. I love Tank. What a piece of work. It's such a great name for a dog, too. You know, you should.
He wears it well.
He does. You know, but it would be really good if it was like a miniature chihuahua. Yeah, this is Tank. It's like people always name those dogs Killer.
They usually are. They're usually badass.
True that. Oh, God, we're having too much fun.
Yeah. Summer
Somebody
blooms.
Call and save us from ourselves.
Yes. Stump them.
Stump the chumps. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. Five
go ahead.
Phone
go ahead.
Numbers, you know. 527-4868. 1-866 KVNF now. Worm at KVNF.org. Go ahead, Lance.
Oh, I just plant on purpose buckwheat to be blooming this time of year for the insects.
Oh, the bees.
And it's just astounding. And it starts humming as soon as the sun's up, and it's probably still humming.
Oh, nice.
But I also there's the umbriel family plants. There's dill that's blooming, cilantro, fennel, and,
What you got there, Lulu?
On my phone today, I was graced with the most beautiful monarch.
A beautiful monarch on a hot pink zinnia.
Yeah, does it get any better than that?
That's gorgeous.
Ooh la la.
Thank you, monarchs, this year. I don't know was happening with milk thistle or what, but.
Milkweed, yeah.
Milkweed.
I say asclepias, and wind says it different, but.
I say asclepias.
I'm just going to say milkweed.
Yeah, milkweed.
Yeah,
lots of
but
varieties.
It's showy milkweed in the Weeds of the West.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's showy milkweed.
But there's thinner leaf ones, mm-hmm. and there's so many. It's a big family.
Yeah.
So your insect plants are going really good right now.
Yeah. Insects and the borage and the Russian sage really doing well. And the fennel I have another type of fennel that's just for seed.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, they love that stuff.
The bronze fennel. Mine is loaded. And the other thing is the mint.
Yes,
I have a big patch of mint, mm-hmm. and this time of year you can't get near it. You know, it's mm-hmm. just swarming. And it's not just bees. And the fun thing is you can look at it and see different kinds of bees.
Yeah. I like that, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there's not just one, you know, your basic honeybee out there.
No, there's several different types.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. see a bunch of different ones. It's cool.
I think that's something fun about gardening is figuring out how to time things so that you have different things blooming all year long.
Mm-hmm.
What to plant and yeah. how to make that just yeah. thrive throughout the whole summer.
You know, that's really important. And to have the plants that attract the predators too.
Sure, yeah.
You know, Lance was talking earlier about the aphids on his kale.
Oh, on the cabbage family and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
brassicas.
And the wasps are eating them all.
See? And you need those wasps and...
what'd you say, trap?
And the salsify.
Okay.
We talk
yeah.
about predator plants, you know, plants that attract the...
Yeah. But what's really neat about those wasps is they also are eating the cabbage worms.
Yeah.
And their eggs. I mean, I see the cabbage butterfly flying around, but...
Nothing happening. No, my collards are trophy collards. They're mm-hmm. just gorgeous. And I thinned them down so that they can start getting really big. Really big.
What are you going to do with those babies?
Oh, man, I chop them up and mm-hmm. freeze them.
Nice.
Yeah, and I eat them all winter long. I mean, I have collards almost every day.
You put that in a smoothie or you?
No, I put it in my eggs in the morning.
Yeah.
Kale or Swiss chard or whatever.
Yeah, I don't like Swiss mm-hmm. chard that much. It doesn't do much for me. But kale and collards.
Mm-hmm.
Arugula.
Whoa there, little lady.
Yeah, I know.
Arugula. Pull her back.
Oh, yeah. So you make a salad with arugula and kale. And if you have some frisi, some endive. And roasted beets and feta cheese and balsamic vinegar.
Oh, baby.
And a tomato or two, you're in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sounds good. Eating right.
Mm-hmm. Somebody once said to me, you plant your garden by recipes.
There you go.
I said, yeah, come to think of it, I do.
Mm-hmm. That's a little bit how our fellow worm Amber does things.
Yeah, Amber
she totally
does
knows
too.
What she's going to do with everything.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Well, Lance, I mean, totally. Look at, you know, cuckoo person
yeah.
over here. With,
yeah.
with how many pounds of dried beans do you have so far?
In the house?
Yeah.
I don't know, probably 50, 60 pounds.
You gotta love it.
You know, but, you know, I'm going to probably add another 100 pounds.
Right.
This, you know, by the end of the harvest, there'll be 100 pounds more.
Do the math on that.
Yeah,
that's like
right?
tenfold.
Right.
And what else do you have? You have probably tarps and things everywhere.
I actually have 9 tarps, and they're all seed crops. The carrot seeds and the beet seeds and the lettuce seed, black-seeded Simpson.
Oh, you have the seeds on the tarps.
Well, I have the entire plants on the tarps.
Yeah, and waiting for the, yeah.
Drying out. Before the next stage.
Yeah, the lettuce I just got the other day, and that was, you know, it. What do I say? The wind's starting to blow. It's starting to get top heavy. It, you know, those rain showers come in, and they can just knock the whole thing over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
now, this year, early on, I put stakes and strings in there. You know, but in lettuce, if anybody's growing lettuce out there for seed, take the water off of it.
Okay.
Does better without water.
Mm-hmm.
It's really one of those funny things. It's a plant that really likes water and coolness, but the seed crop, once it starts to go to seed and blooming,
let it dry.
Keep it on the dry side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. See that?
What are you threshing? You had something you were threshing stages.
Yeah. Emmer. I threshed that, but it has a hole on it, so that's a whole other process I'll have to do with that one. But I was threshing the rye with my feet, and rye comes right off the seed head. It's really pretty easy. And what I liked about doing this is when I use my pedal-powered thresher, you can only stick the seed heads in so far, and there's seed heads down inside that bundle. But because I'm doing it with just my feet, I can take those bundles apart with my feet and get those grains that are in the heads that are inside those bundles. So it's actually being more efficient.
Huh.
And you're getting some exercise.
I'm getting some exercise.
And you get a little cardio.
You know, now I just
that's a good exercise tape. Lance's garden.
The live music thing.
Right. Oh, Lord, that would be classic.
What are you going to wear?
Well, I know that I'm not going to do it barefoot because those grain seed heads, the hairs on them.
Slice and dice, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It would really cut your feet up.
And sometimes when you touch squash, too, if you get the squash vines, we'll do that and get those little teeny, teeny, tiny little slivers and you can't get them out and you're chewing on your fingers and then you look at how dirty your hand is.
I will be harvesting the, what dry bean is that one? Jacob's kettle. Dry bean.
Jacob's kettle?
Cattle.
Cattle.
Mm-hmm. It's a purple and white.
Ooh.
It's actually larger, a little bit bigger than Anasazi's, and a little bit different purple white pattern.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't eat a lot of beans.
No.
No, I like white beans and lentil beans, but after that, never mind. Mm-hmm. I eat beans.
You eat beans.
Yeah.
Now that you think about it.
Now that I think about it. Yeah.
You also found a crazy carrot.
Oh, that was the, of all.
Oh, the nematodes?
I had gold raspberries show up.
Right,
this year,
right.
And
now color.
I have my first ever, and I've been growing these seeds for, 15, 20 years?
Yeah.
My first white red core chutney.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it was perfectly shaped. Tasted good, the whole thing. Not as
interesting.
Not as strong carrot, but there it was.
Wow. It's like the white praying mantis.
Yeah,
that
the
you
white
had.
Praying mantis.
It's one of those years.
Yeah,
it's,
and
it's a
and
sign.
Yeah.
Could be. Pay attention.
Yeah. The white praying mantis, and I have in my Reliance grapes pure green grapes, the color green of that melon.
No kidding.
Yeah. Are in my Reliance, and they. They don't taste exactly like a Reliance, but they're not too bad either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where did they come from?
Yeah,
they're
right?
on the same vine.
Wonder what's going to come of that.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But
let
I'm
it sit
really
a little bit longer.
Yeah, let it sit. Maybe it'll come still to color. But I'm thinking it's going to stay green.
Mm-hmm.
If it does, I'll bring it in next week.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
We'll check them out. But yeah, there's all kinds of, maybe it's, that's what nature does. Right? So he's changing it up.
Changing things.
Right.
The original carrots were white.
See?
No kidding.
Yeah, way back, and they were strictly medicinal. They weren't a food crop.
Really?
Yeah.
Medicinal for, do you know what?
No.
Interesting. The history of carrots.
Well, that happens sometimes when people mistake hemlock for a carrot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
There was a thing years and years ago where these people were rafting with one of those Craigheads or somebody. Remember those guys that were, one of those. And they mistook hemlock for white carrot.
Yeah. Whoa.
And
not good.
Yeah, no. They didn't get out alive. Wasn't good.
I remember reading about that.
Yeah. Pick your poison.
Yeah, pick your poison. But there you are. So maybe the white carrots originally were some sort of, how it is. Sometimes you can use just a little poison and it'll cure you of whatever you have.
Sure.
So
minute amounts.
Who knows? Who knows? It's all in the past. History. Somebody wrote it down somewhere. Aristotle or...
There's a story somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
One last little thing.
Uh-oh.
There's still time to plant your spots for cold frames.
Okay. You don't actually need your cold frame out there yet.
No, but
you can go
what size it is, and you can set it over. But yeah, you can plant stuff for cold frames, your greens for winter.
That's going to be like your lettuce and
Well, generally
spinach.
Not lettuce. It's more spinach and collards and kale. Your
Arugula.
Your cilantro would go good in that. You could even do some beet greens if you transplant a beet or two in there.
Yeah.
Small beets, you'll get greens like that. You want them growing into winter full size because they're not going to grow from late November to early or mid-February. They're not going to grow.
There's not enough sun.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
Get them in the ground now so that they can grow, and then they'll be out there for harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can nibble on them.
Yeah, you know, and you can, if a real hard frost is coming, just put your cold frame on it, or if you're not quite ready, put some a blanket or two over it so that it doesn't freeze.
Right, there you go.
So it's still growing.
Put your Christmas lights inside there.
There you go. Those kind of things work.
It does.
And it's beautiful.
They throw heat, you know. It's, you know, there you go. Use your decoration. Get two for the price of one.
You know? Make it fun.
Make it funner. Yeah. God, that's the important part, right?
That is.
Keep it fun.
Well, that was the fun half hour.
Flew by again.
Yeah, once again.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Lance and
Lulu. Yeah, we know you're out there, you guys. Mm-hmm. We love you for it.
It's One Woman's Perspective coming up next. Thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns on KVNF.
Yeah, have a good evening.
See you next week.
Good night.
Equipped with taillight neon, you've got a cute fast pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to, or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so, low, little low and low.